Tantor Audio presents As If, the oral history of Clueless, as told by Amy Heckerling, the cast, and the crew, by Jen Chaney. Narrated by Georgina Marie. Introduction. In mid-July of 1995, when American culture was fixated on such matters as O.J. Simpson's ill-fitting glove, TLC's insistence on not chasing waterfalls, and the box office domination of Batman Forever, Pocahontas, and Apollo 13, the fact that a modestly budgeted teen movie called Clueless was about to arrive in theaters, become a major hit for Paramount Pictures, catapult the careers of its stars, influence fashion for two decades, and become a permanent cultural touchstone for multiple generations? Well, let's just say it was something most people couldn't predict at the time. You can't blame them, really. They were very busy focusing on the rivers and the lakes they were used to. Executives at Paramount Pictures, the studio that took on the film after others, regretfully, it would turn out, passed on the project, had great confidence in writer-director Amy Heckerling's shiny, girly comedy about a shopaholic Beverly Hills teenager, with a few Jane Austen DNA molecules in her genetic code. Sherry Lansing, then the head of the studio, liked it so much that after screening it, she didn't have a single story note. She said, "This is fantastic. I don't have anything I think you should change," remembers Adam Schroeder, one of the film's producers. It's not like Clueless was flying entirely below the public's radar. The comedy benefited from some serious promotional juice courtesy of MTV, which, like Paramount, was part of the Viacom family, and pitched the film heavily to its real...